Hello and welcome to the Ship Energy Podcast. This is Mark Williams broadcasting to you from Cambridgeshire in the UK. This episode of the podcast is going to expand the focus from just marine fuels to the vessels themselves that burn those fuels. My guest is George Haysom. George has been working in the industry for a number of years. Most recently, he was commercial director at Anglo Eastern, which manages a fleet of over 650 vessels, before joining Idwell as chief commercial officer. At Idwell, George is key to the strategic development of their offering, particularly a new online service called Idwell ID, which we'll be talking to him about. George engages clients across the industry and around the world to understand how Idwell can support them whilst overseeing the commercial team there, driving them to meet their growth targets and working together with the analysts that have developed this rather innovative way of helping customers to manage and improve the condition of their ships. So we're going to talk to George about this Idwell ID online service and the different user cases and how it can help you with your environmental, social and governance data, both in managing it and reporting it. So enough from me, let's hear from George. George, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's brilliant to be here.
Now, as I said in the introduction, George and I are former colleagues. We both used to work at the same shipbroking house, and now we've moved into different arenas. But for those of you who don't know George, perhaps, George, you could introduce yourself and Idwell.
Absolutely, yep. Thanks very much, Mark. So for myself, as you mentioned, I was a broker. I started out my career as a broker, and I did that for 10 years, both in the UK for about 7, and then moved out to Singapore. During that time, I was predominantly new building focused, in some very good markets at the time. And then when I moved out to Singapore, more challenging markets, then I got involved in some more technical sort of conversion projects and a fair bit of sale and purchase involvement as well during my time. I then moved on from broking about 10 years ago now, and moved into the owning side, went to the Middle East and joined an offshore self-propelled jackup barge owner starting in a commercial role, but then took on a fleet or a general manager role and set up a joint venture in Saudi for the company. And at that point, I oversaw the technical team. So I was managing the fleet managers, which is relevant to what we'll be talking about later. And after 4 or 5 years in the Middle East, I decided it was time for the next step, and it was back to Asia, to Hong Kong, where I joined Anglo Eastern as the group commercial director there. And that really sort of opened my eyes to the world of third party ship management. So if we then tie that into Idwell and giving the background of Idwell as the ship inspection company, it will sort of hopefully come a bit clearer as to why I joined Idwell and perhaps why Idwell was willing to have me. It's another way of looking at it. So Idwell actually started out as a part of Greig Ship Management. And the Greig family, the Williams family of Greig, were very close with a lot of lenders. And it was back at the time where there was some quite distressed portfolios. And at that time, basically, the Williams family were asked to, if they could help inspect some of the ships in the portfolio to check the collateral risk, if you like. So having a number of superintendents from Greig Ship Management, that wasn't a problem. So it started out with just inspections. Then they realized that the volume was getting sufficient, that Idwell was established as a wholly owned subsidiary of Greig Ship Management. So it was a wholly owned subsidiary of Greig Ship Management. And at that point, they started to focus also on sale and purchase inspections. So when it really started to take off for Idwell was in 2019. And that was the point at which the Idwell grade was introduced. And I think we'll talk about the grade a bit later, but also the concept of the pre-sale inspection came in, which is something perhaps we can also cover a little bit later. The next big step for Idwell was in 2023, when we were the Williams family sold us, and we became backed by Lloyds Development Corporation in the UK. And so we are now very much positioned for growth. There is management shareholding in the company as well. So between Nick, the CEO, Di, the CTO, and myself and our newly joined CFO, Rob, we are very, very much looking at the sort of future strategy for the company and how we can grow it. Well, I'm sure there'll be some talk about that as well.
Very good. So introduce us then to what Idwell is doing, and particularly to this new product that you've launched.
So Idwell ID, as the product has been named, and ID can mean a number of things. It can be inspection insight, data advantage. It can be intelligent data. It's whatever really the client wants to see in it. But there's many different sort of connotations of ID. And really, the reason why we've called this Idwell ID, this new product that we've launched, is because it's a ring-fence separated part of the business away from our sale and purchase inspections, which is what the company is known for. But really, to set the scene a little bit, you know, I see our sort of sale and purchase inspections as the tip of the iceberg, really, for Idwell. It's what everyone knows us for. It's why our reports end up on board tables for final investment decisions, etc. And, you know, the Japanese almost exclusively sell their ships with Idwell reports. We do a lot of pre-purchase as well. But actually, as I say, that is just the tip of the iceberg. Underneath is a huge sort of team of data scientists, of software developers, of UX and product designers, etc. And actually, that's a lot of why we've got to where we have today. So to give some context to this, last year of all the ships bought and sold, we inspected 46%. Of them, or just over 45% of all of the ships bought and sold. And to date, we have inspected 15% of the world fleet. And the importance of that inspection is that means we have data, consistent data, on 15% of the world fleet and growing. So what Idwell ID is it is a condition improvement program, which we work on with ship owners. And what it allows is it allows allows an owner to have a defect management solution, to have fleet analytics and benchmarking, as well as trending. And that is done through detailed inspections of the ships, which we carry out. And from those inspections, not only does the owner get what I like to call a 2D report, they also get dynamic data and the ability to interact with that report through the Idwell ID platform, which is a brand new state-of-the-art, in-house developed, intuitive platform. So what it actually offers is it's a tool for owners to get transparency on how their fleet is performing, based on independent validation, because we are not going on board the ship as the superintendent, who is effectively marking his own homework. And also, we're not going on board the ship as a sire inspector or a right ship inspector who are effectively looking to only find the problems. We are going on impartially to say what is good and what is bad in comparison to industry standard. Overall, what it does is it gives the client, or the owner, if you like, the ability to take effective action on their fleet. They don't get their dirty laundry aired at all. It's private to them. And we sort of, we have this what we call concierge service as part of it. So our account managers and technical team will really oversee that whole process. So it saves a lot of time and therefore money effectively for an owner who is using us, because we just do the job for them. And then they can interact with all of that data either as a 2D report or on a 3D platform where they get a bird's eye view of their whole fleet. Hopefully that's sort of, it's very hard to explain it without demonstrating it, to be honest with you. So, but it's, Mark, obviously you've seen a demonstration of it, so you can see the power in it. But it's a bit of an eye-opener for clients when you show it to them, to be honest with you, because they go from, oh, it's inspections, to, oh, wow, okay, now I can really understand how my fleet is performing in comparison to industry standard.
Yes, it's that dynamic element. So a ship owner can not just see the condition assessment report that you've provided, I suppose, but can benchmark against competitors, the global fleets, can dice and slice that data to compare their performance against ships of a similar size or a similar age or a similar type or different sizes, ages, types, I suppose, if they want. You've had a lot of collaboration, I believe, with different ship owners to help develop the product. How's that gone?
That's really how we've got to where we have, because there's been input from the shipping guys in Idwell, obviously throughout. And when I say the shipping guys in Idwell, it's back to that point. You know, one of the beauties of how we've got to where we have is because it's not all shipping guys. It's not all the people who can say things like I do about how, oh, every ship's unique and, you know, it depends on the charter and it depends on the trade and it depends on the sea state and all of these ultimately excuses which don't factor in other industries. You know, there's nothing we love more in shipping than being able to say, oh, you know, you've got to know shipping to work in shipping, if you like. You know, we've got this lovely mix between the data guys, the product guys and the shipping guys. So there's been internal input, but really where it's taken off is getting external third parties advising us as to what they specifically need. So it took a good year of collaboration with the likes of FedNav, CMA, CGM, Cobblefret, Tufton, Swirebulk, these sort of guys who we've been working on with it. You know, a lot of feedback from them, and we really appreciate their support to tell us what they actually need. So it's things like, you know, being able to trend performance of a specific area of an asset. So how is the hull and machinery doing in comparison to peer groups, which allows, you know, an owner perhaps to look at what they're spending with a third-party ship manager or what they're doing internally. That was a lot of feedback, for example, from Tufton that they wanted. They before were using an elaborate Excel spreadsheet with conditional formatting based on Idwell data to do this. But now we've unlocked the whole world of all of the rest of Idwell's data set so that they can benchmark against that, which is a game changer for them. And just one thing to be very clear on is that in that process, we anonymize external parties' data. So whereas Tufton can compare themselves to industry standard, they cannot compare themselves to any other owner. So their data just becomes industry data. So we've been very careful to anonymize this stuff. CMA, for example, CMA CGM took us down a really great path, which is that it's all well and good we're finding these defects and we're putting these defects on the platform and they are able to close them out. But they said, well, what if we want to be able to send these to the vessel or to the superintendent for him to close them out? So with them, we worked on a process flow whereby the defect can be shared and then the receiver of that, the email effectively, which goes, they get a login to the Idwell ID platform. They can see the defects, they can see the photos of the defects, and then they can close them out, which means at the back end, CMA have got a dynamic platform where they've got some of the defects open and closed, and they can download at any time, and they've got real-time information as to where their fleet sits. It also means they can KPI individual managers on how quickly they're closing out defects, etc. So it's really, there's been a lot of collaboration, and we've really appreciated that feedback as well. On the chartering side, Anglo American have been really helpful as well. We it was started out our relationship doing new building supervision on their LNG dual fuel Ubuntu series, and that sort of moved on to conversations about their port captaincy requirements in South Africa and Chile. And then it escalated into, well, why don't we do these inspections for you? And they said, well, we've got specific requirements that we need done. So Idwell did a gap analysis between our standardized checklist and Anglo-American's requirements. So now we deliver a report to Anglo-American, which is the standard Idwell. It's the Anglo-American specific requirements, and it's then all viewable on the platform, benchmarkable, trendable. They can send the defects to their owners, etc. So it's saved a huge amount of process flow from them, and it's got them away from OneDrive and Excel, and it all sits in the Idwell ID platform for them, which is the future of the industry, right? It's about workflow optimization, and that's one of the key things that we've focused on.
Thinking about the use cases, so obviously if you're using Idwell surveys and inspections, and then all your data is available via the Idwell platform. Is the Idwell platform, the ID, is it available to people who want to view shipping data but aren't using your inspection services? So is it available to third parties, if you like?
It's not yet. It's not yet. And that's because, you know, we are still very much exploring different use cases for the data. And long term, absolutely, you know, that will definitely be the case. You know, at the press launch, there was a question from one of the flag states saying, you know, oh, you know, would we be able to use this to benchmark, you know, our flag performance versus other flag performance, etc. Class were there as well, and they were interested. So there's all these sort of questions, and really on this front, you know, we've been collecting the data, and that's been happening since 2019. So we've got all the data. We've just got to make sure that we don't use it in any controversial ways, which upsets, which effectively bites off the hand which feeds us, which is the owners using IDWell to get inspections and data into the platform. So as an example here, you know, if we are doing inspections for Tufton, then Tufton should be able to compare their ships managed by Columbia versus their ships managed by Bernard Shulter, which is fine. But should they be able to compare their ships managed by Columbia versus industry ships managed by Columbia? Because at that point, we're sharing data on Columbia ship management of other owners. And we've just got to sort of work out with our owners and with our clients as to how far we can push the envelope. We need to keep it anonymized for sure, but there's a huge data set. We've worked on a number of projects. One of the big ones that we managed to prove last year was that the higher the crew welfare score of a ship, the higher that it will grade the overall asset integrity. Now, the industry has always known that, you know, a happy ship is a good ship. And I don't think anyone's ever disputed that. But the reality is we were able to prove that that really is the case based on data. And that's something that hasn't been done before. And it wasn't completely linear. For example, on container ships, it was less the case than it was on bulk carriers and tankers, which was interesting. And we assume that is because the trading pattern of container ships allows for much less maintenance, etc., because they're in and out of port very quickly and they're steaming hard to get to the next port. So, yeah, but it was very interesting. There was a very clear pattern on the bulkers and the containers that the higher the crew welfare score, the higher the overall asset integrity.
Interesting. So if shipping corporations are looking for data to back up their ESG reporting, that could be a case.
Absolutely. You know, and we've introduced ESG at asset level reporting that was introduced last year. And it was a mixed bag of take up is the honest answer on this. You know, I think where the industry sits on ESG at the moment is everyone still wants to be seen to be involved in ESG and seen to be interested in it. But the reality is when it comes down to paying for it, it's perhaps another matter, if you like. So what we're working on that field is we have a number of owners and clients for whom, and banks especially, who are using ESG, our ESG offering as part of the inspection. So you can get a normal inspection report and you can also then get the ESG report. But we see probably there's a bigger use case at a fleet level to do ESG reporting rather than at an asset level, perhaps. And that's something we'll be looking to introduce into IDWell ID in due course. So effectively, owners will be able to benchmark their ESG performance, and not just ESG, but ES and G as individual entities' performance over and above industry standard as well. So that's, you know, and that's particularly of interest to the listed owners and the owners with a higher sort of PR profile and who really, you know, are the guys who are going to push the agenda in the industry. Let's be frank about it.
Yes, the industry has a sort of Saint Ignatius of Loyola attitude at the moment. Lord, make me holy, but not yet.
Exactly. I think I would argue it's Lord, make me slightly holier than the chap just behind me, rather than tends to be shipping's focus is slightly better than the next person.
Yeah. What sort of you're talking about ESG? What sort of E data is available from the system? Are you capturing emissions data or CII or AER data or anything like that?
So yes, we are. In fact, we introduced very early on, before technical files were required on board, etc., EEXI and CII scoring into the reports. So we've got our own calculator that we use, but if there is a technical file that we can view on board, etc., we'll report that data. Otherwise, we can give an estimated EEXI and CII score. We also do take speed consumption data to the best of our ability whilst on board the ships, etc. And then, you know, when we're looking at the E, we're asking questions like, you know, anti-fouling cycles. We're asking questions like energy-saving devices fitted, etc. You know, so we are looking at, you know, what the positives of the ship are, if you like. there are obviously, it's quite a crowded space in the market. Let's be very frank about it. You know, there's a lot of different platforms reporting, and also there's now a huge regulatory pressure on this with EU ETS and IMO getting involved as well. So it's a space that we've got data we're looking at, but it's sort of, we feel it's probably going to be more of a regulatory pressure on that side than anything else.
So that's something that will sort of grow over time then and come with the regulatory push.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the intention on that one. We're a bit like everyone, you know. If you go to any conference today, I don't think everyone does want to talk about decarbonisation. Everyone feels they need to talk about decarbonisation, and the same debates about future fuels, etc., get rolled out because it's the hot topic, if you like. But no one quite knows where it's going at the moment, is the reality.
So presumably, if our listeners want to find out more, there is a website they can go to?
Absolutely. So the website for it is idwellmarine.com/ID. Particularly original URL we went for on that one. But yeah, and there we've got as much information as we can on how it works and you know, what the benefits are, who we've developed it with. There's a sort of matrix table of the benefits to commercial people, to technical people, and to the executives in an owner focus, and what the features are, etc. But the thing I would ultimately encourage is that anyone who is interested, like, it's important to request a demo, because at the end of the day, you know, when we demo it, we will do it live. We will show real data, anonymized ships, but we can show real data, and we can show the power to filter down to whatever asset type, whichever country of build, you know, whichever manager within a fleet, etc. And it just allows a client to really see how it works, which is important.
And are you yourself or any of your colleagues going to be out on the conference circuit? If people want to come and see you, you're going to be appearing at any events soon?
Too much is the honest answer to that. Since we launched ID 2 weeks ago, we've done business trips as a company to Athens, two business trips to Athens. I was in Hong Kong and Korea last week. I passed Nick on the way back as he was on his way out to Tokyo. So he's been in Japan. So we're not just traveling to go and meet clients, but we're also on the conference circuit. We've got obviously Posidonia this year. We've got Geneva Dry, which is a new platform which we're quite interested, or a new conference, let's say, which we're very interested to go and attend. Marine Money, Capital Link, we're at those sort of events often as well. So yeah, there's one thing it will do very well is get out and about and visible on the road. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, listeners, if you want to catch up with George in person, you've got plenty of opportunity.
Too much, as my wife says.
Well, let's not get into that. Well, George, listen, thanks very much for taking the time out to come and tell us about Idwell ID. Appreciate it. I know you've got a busy schedule and you're probably whizzing off to an airport in the next 10 minutes, but thanks for coming on.
I think I've got a weekend at home, but luckily this time. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, George, and thanks to everybody out there in listener land for tuning in to another Ship Energy podcast. And there'll be another one appearing on the interweb near you very soon. So we look forward to seeing you there. Thanks again.
Thank you ever so much,
Mark Williams.
Yep, it's been great to talk.
Thank you, George.
Sorry.
And this is Mark Williams from Ship Energy signing off for now. Thanks and goodbye.